Hi, and welcome back to another exciting episode of Storytime Anytime. Today we are going to learn about, you guessed it, mosquitoes, butterflies, honeybees, and true backyard bugs.
Do you know what an insect is? Is a spider an insect or a centipede? Although you might think that they are insects, they're not. Actually, insects have many characteristics that other animals do not have. Insects belong to a group of animals called arthropods. They have jointed legs and a hard body covering. While a person's skeleton is on the inside of the body, an insect skeleton is on the outside. And a typical insect has 6 jointed legs and 3 body parts. Hey, this is a lot to remember. Listen to this song. It will help you remember facts about insects.
Insects are so interesting. Did you know that insects don't have teeth? Instead, they have special mouths that help them to eat. Mosquitoes have mouths that pierce like hypodermic needles. Flies soak up liquids like sponges. Moths and butterflies have mouths made for sucking, while beetles crush and chew their food.
Mosquitoes like to land on you. They try quickly to eat some food. By piercing through your skin to get the liquid before you get upset. Now moths and butterflies they use a mouth that sucks, they do not chew. Like a straw they suck the nectar from the flowers, for teeth they have none. Sucking, piercing, crushing or soaking water up from the floor are ways that insects eat their food. Insects sure have special tools. A fly has a mouth with a broad tip for soaking up liquids. They just dip their mouth into water like a sponge. Now doesn't that sound like lots of fun? Now tiger beetles use their jaws to cut and chew their food because an insect does not have sharp teeth. They move their jaws sideways to eat. Sucking, piercing, crushing, or soaking water up from the floor are ways that insects eat their food. Insects sure have special tools.
Next, we are going to learn about the amazing honeybee. Honeybees live in groups called colonies. In a colony, there are worker bees, male drone bees, and a queen bee. The worker bees tend to the queen bee, make new honeycombs, feed the young, care for sick bees, and gather food for the hive. They are very busy. The only job of male drone bees is to mate with the queen. The queen bee has an important job. She lays all the eggs. The worker bees tend to her every need. They feed her, groom her, and take care of the developing eggs. This allows the queen bee to lay up to 2,000 eggs a day. Worker bees eat sweet nectar from flowers. It gives them energy. Then they fly back to the hive and regurgitate the nectar to feed the other bees. Once all the bees are fed, they store the nectar in honey cells. Chemical changes occur as the nectar dries and turns into honey. Did you know that honeybees are the only insect that makes food that humans eat? Honeybees are so important because they carry pollen from flower to flower. Without bees, we would have fewer flowering plants and no fruit.
Did you know that honeybees make food to eat? Did you know that?
Goes through four different stages before it becomes an adult. It takes only 21 days for the bee to develop from an egg to an adult. The queen bee is fed a special royal jelly from the worker bees, which helps her lay up to 2,000 eggs per day.
Now the queen, her only job is to lay eggs. Now the queen, her only job is to lay eggs. Now the queen, her only job is to lay eggs.
Amazing. They live and work together in colonies to make honey. They are the only insect that makes food for humans to eat. Bees are also important because they carry pollen from flower to flower. Without bees, we would have fewer flowering plants and fruit.
Collecting pollen from the flowers, bees will do. Collecting nectar.
love to watch butterflies in my backyard. They look so beautiful and graceful as they fly from flower to flower. The elegant butterfly goes through a dramatic change during its life cycle. This change is called metamorphosis, which means to change form. Let's learn how caterpillars change into butterflies.
Insects bugs, but they aren't all true bugs. True bugs are grouped in a special class called Hemiptera, meaning half-winged. The front wings of an insect in this class have a leathery base with a filmy outer edge. True bugs have sucking mouth parts and only go through three stages before developing into an adult.
Bugs have a way of eating all their meals. They have a proboscis, which is really ideal. They pierce their prey, and then they inject some poison that the victim doesn't expect. They suck their meal in a peculiar way. It's a straw-like motion of sucking their prey. The liquid makes such a tasty snack. That meal time becomes a special knack.
Dead bugs, stink bugs, chinch bugs too, are true bugs belonging to a special group. Hemiptera is the scientific name, for not all insects are grouped the same.
Now all true bugs aren't predators, you see. For shield bugs, they suck sap from leaves. Bugs have very distinctive wings. Yes, true bugs really are amazing things.
They certainly are amazing. Did you know that the giant water bug can catch a small fish or frog with its hooked front legs? And water bugs can grow to be 4 inches long in South America.
Dead bugs, stink bugs, chinch bugs too, are true bugs belonging to a special group. Hemiptera is a scientific name. We're not all insects are grouped the same.
I hope you learned a lot about backyard bugs. Maybe someday you want to become an entomologist and study more about these fascinating creatures. Entomologists study insects that damage crops and come up with ideas on how to prevent this. They learn about the praying mantis or the ladybird beetle, which help get rid of insect pests. If you become an entomologist, you could travel and study insects all over the world. This has been brought to you by Twin Sisters Digital Media and Evergreen Podcasts. Be sure to hit subscribe. If your children enjoyed these songs and stories, go to twinsisters.com to find even more ways for them to sing and learn. Be sure to subscribe to our newsletter for our free download of the day giveaways and promotions on exciting new digital learning content like these and much more. And visit our friends at evergreenpodcasts.com. Thank you for joining us at Storytime Anytime.
Coming up on 5 Minute News, I'm Anthony Davis. You might think it's partisan because maybe it's critical of one side or the other, but it's not, it's just the truth. And I think that's also something that's kind of unusual for Americans listening to the radio or to podcasts, because the news landscape in the States has been so partisan for so many decades. So 5 Minute News is verified, truthful, independent, unbiased, and essential world news daily.